Hello esteemed viewers, and welcome to today's edition of Healthy Living, featuring part two of our interview with vegan Australian naturopath and member of the Australian Traditional Medicine Society, Robin Shooter, who is a strong advocate of the healthy vegan diet. Since beginning her naturopathic practice in 1995, Ms. Shooter has helped many people recover from chronic illnesses, such as high blood pressure, diabetes, and migraine headaches. She is also a qualified counselor and practitioner of emotional freedom techniques, or EFT therapy, which Ms. Shooter says is a practical, effective way to help clients overcome emotional suffering. During her years of practice, Ms. Shooter has had great success in helping clients who feel hopeless to restore their health and vitality by adopting plant-based diets. She now describes two such cases.
One was this delightful lady in her late 50s, and she had struggled with a weight problem all her life, ever since she was a child. She was also on blood pressure medication when she came to see me. Her blood pressure was getting worryingly high, and she'd recently had a blood test and she had high cholesterol, and so her doctor wanted to put her on cholesterol-lowering medication. Now, she just picked up the plant-based diet and ran with it. She was fabulous. Big emphasis on green leafy veggies in the diet that I gave her. Big emphasis on legumes. She could eat nuts every day, a limited quantity. And as soon as she went on this, within a couple of weeks, the weight just started falling off her. Her blood pressure came down. Her doctors actually reduced her dose of medication because she's doing so well with the blood pressure now. And she will probably be able to get off medication altogether as time goes by. Her cholesterol's back down in the low normal range, right where it should be. Another of my clients had ulcerative colitis. I say had because she's now officially in remission. So when I first spoke to her, she'd just been discharged from hospital. She'd been in hospital for a week. She was bleeding profusely from her bowel. She was on a massive dose of steroid drugs to try to control the inflammation in her bowel. She was in intense pain. And because she had already worked her way through the drug treatment options for ulcerative colitis, which is a really severe autoimmune condition of the bowel, her gastroenterologist told her that her only option at that point was surgery to remove her bowel. So he wanted to take out her bowel, and then she would have a colostomy bag for the rest of her life. Now, this woman is in her late 30s. She has two young children. And when it came to the bag, she wasn't going there. The diet protocol that I use for ulcerative colitis is really quite strict, but she was prepared to do whatever it took. So she just picked it up and ran with it. I spoke to her about 3 or 4 days ago, and she had just been to see her specialist, and the specialist had run blood tests on her. All her bloods are back to normal. She has a perfectly normal hemoglobin, white cell count. Her ESR, which is a marker of inflammation, it had been off the dial when she was in hospital. It's right back down to normal. There is simply no evidence of her having ulcerative colitis. So she's in remission, and it's 3 months since I first spoke to her when she got out of hospital. It's gobsmacking. And yet, I see this sort of thing every day. Adopt a diet of unrefined plant foods is powerful medicine. It's not just a little accessory to medical treatment. It's medicine in itself.
A wide array of wonderful food choices is available to vegans. Ms. Shooter now shares some tips on choosing the foods she considers the most nutrition-packed and wholesome.
Number one tip is fruits and vegetables, front and center of every meal. That cannot be underestimated. A lot of people, when they go from an omnivorous diet to a vegetarian or a vegan diet, they will fill up on starches, they will fill up on rice and bread and pasta. Now, there's nothing intrinsically wrong with those foods, but they're not particularly nutritionally dense. So if you're filling up on those, you are going to be missing out on vital nutrients from fruit and veggies. Legumes are a much underestimated and overlooked food group. The lentils, peas and beans, these are vital. I suggest to all my clients that they eat legumes every day. There is really interesting research about the longevity promoting effects of legumes. So one study that I read suggested that each 20 grams of extra legumes that you ate per day would give you an extra couple of months of healthy lifespan. Nuts and seeds are also very important. It's so important to have healthy sources of good fats in your diet. And when you do eat grains, go for the whole grains rather than the flour products.
When we return, Ms. Shooter will share more practical suggestions about following a plant-based diet. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to Healthy Living here on Supreme Master Television, where we're speaking with Australian naturopath Miss Robin Shooter, who helps people improve their health through the wholesome vegan food. Some of Miss Shooter's clients are unsure about how to make the transition to a plant-based diet, so she provides them with caring guidance.
For many people, even if in theory they like the idea, they've got no idea what to cook. So I provide people with recipes, I have recommended cookbooks, I do supermarket trolley tours as well. I take people on a tour of their local Coles or Woolworths and help them learn how to read labels and the claims made on the label of this product. Do they really stack up? So there's a lot of different ways that I offer support to people who want to make change, and that's frequently what makes all the difference for people who are contemplating it but just haven't been able to take that extra step yet.
Ms. Shooter says that even eating all vegan meals for just a week can produce tremendous improvements in health.
Go veg for 1 week. Just for 1 week, choose plant-based meals, healthy, unrefined plant foods. Anyone can do just about anything for a week. Now, you might have some detoxification symptoms. You might get a headache or feel a little bit off in some ways for a couple of days. That sometimes happens, particularly if you've been a big meat eater or a big coffee drinker or something like that. After that, within a couple of days, certainly within a week, I would just about guarantee you, you'll be noticing differences that you then want to keep. You'll have more energy. Your bowel function will be happy and healthy and normal. Many of my clients have found that doing this for a week gets rid of chronic headaches that they might have had for years or even decades. So if you can't think about it long term, try it for a week and see what happens.
As a mother of two, Ms. Shooter clearly understands the power of the vegan diet to enhance children's growth and well-being. She has the following suggestions for helping young ones make a smooth transition to the plant-based diet along with their parents.
It's really important for parents to model the changes that they want to see in their children. So if children see you as the parent eating a wide variety of vegetables, being willing to try different things yourself rather than saying, nah, I don't like asparagus. If they see that mum or dad are willing to try something they haven't tried before, they're far more likely to do it too. Get them involved in the shopping, in the meal planning, the meal preparation. If it's at all possible, grow some vegetables at home and give your children some of the responsibility of looking after the vegetables, of harvesting them when they're ready, and then of planning how you're going to prepare them and cook them and eat them. And also, it's very important to keep talking to kids about the changes that you're making. You need to explain the reasons why you're making this change in the whole family's diet, which it needs to be. It's got to be the whole family. And, of course, you adjust the message to the age of the child, to their intellectual abilities, and also to their preferences, what motivates them. So my son is the scientist. He wants to know the fine detail of everything. So I tell him about the particular phytochemicals or the vitamins or the minerals that are in this vegetable or that bean. One thing that's really important is don't bribe your child to eat their vegetables by offering them a treat. I have had so many parents who report to me that they've done this. Eat your broccoli, you can have some chocolate. Bad message. You're reinforcing the message that vegetables are yuck. They're just the punishment that you have to go through in order to get to the good stuff. And you want the kids to think of the vegetables as being the good stuff. So if you can make it fun, make a joke out of it with kids who really don't want to eat vegetables. You can try this little game of serving yourself a big pile of greens and then tucking into them with relish and saying, I'm feeling all this green power getting into me. Oh, it's just powering me up. And then if the kid says, can I have some? Say, no, no, you're not allowed to have any green power. You'll be far too powerful for me if you do. Oh, please, Mum, can I have some? Oh, all right. And you give them a little tiny, weeny piece of broccoli and the kid eats it. And you go, oh, no. You've overpowered me with your green power. So if you make it fun and a game and a learning experience, then you're far more likely to get kids on board.
We deeply appreciate Miss Robin Shooter taking the time to speak with us, for promoting the message that pure vegan food is truly the key to optimal health and healing, and for showing us ways to get youngsters excited about the wide assortment of delicious and colourful vegetables we can eat. May the entire world soon follow the nutritious organic vegan diet. For more information about Robin Shooter, please visit www.empowertotalhealth.com.au. Friendly viewers, thank you for your company on today's episode of Healthy Living. Up next is Science and Spirituality after noteworthy news. May we all be embraced by Heaven's love and light forever.
For more details, please see www.suprememastertv.com/HL.